And joining us from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have the Emmanuel Foundation Director, Heidi Hickathier. Hi, Heidi.
Hello, hello. Great to be here again.
Good to have you with us today. So let's talk about the spirit of giving and the what philanthropy kind of looks like over the holidays at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Well, you know, historically, we've celebrated the holidays a little bit differently. We've hosted a huge family and friends dinner. And of course, this year, to be extra safe and to keep our beloved residents extra safe, we are having that dinner, but just for the residents. But we're making an extra special effort to connect them with their families through our person-to-person technology and through, you know, the special spots that we've created that they are able to visit face-to-face in a COVID-friendly way, I guess. You know, the residents of our independent and assisted living have kicked off the season and helped us with our recent fundraiser. You know, they helped us to decorate. They've decorated trees that were donated for our skilled care residents. Just a lot of giving going on. And of course, we're decking the halls as we speak. We're decorating all parts of the campus to spread that holiday cheer. So wow. We're getting into the spirit, John.
Good. Yeah, you know, it's going to be, I think it's going to make us all feel a whole lot better with this COVID-19 thing if we can do something that we've traditionally done and make it work.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you had the winter gala. How did that go?
Oh, my goodness. We had an absolute blast. We raised over $51,000 to support our residents, which is absolutely amazing since, you know, we were raising funds in a virtual environment, you know, connecting to our donors virtually this year, of course, due to the pandemic. And so it was our first ever virtual event, but it was so successful. We made new friends. We connected with new donors. We were able to reach out to the people that joined us last year for the gala, even joined us again this year for, you know, the dinner that they could either pick up or have delivered. We had an in-person auction for the residents that they could bid in person, and then we posted that online and involved our virtual auction, you know, bidders. And so it was absolutely fantastic. It actually felt like an event. We had people pick up their dinners from West Glacier. We had dinners delivered to Whitefish, Columbia Falls, Big Fork, I mean, and of course the immediate Kalispell area. It was an amazing event. We just absolutely had a blast.
Oh, I don't suppose you put a video together, did you?
Of course we did. You can still see it on our website, emmanuelfoundation.org/wintergala. And it was so fun to watch that video. Well, actually, just to put it together, you know, when I was recording the interviews for the videos, the entire story of Emmanuel began to unfold, that whole continuum of care and just how the community is so supportive. And, of course, our skilled care, you know, residents, their story, how 60% of them are on Medicaid. You know, we had our movie stars, our president and CEO, and our Emmanuel board members, and some guest video appearances that just outlined the story of Emmanuel in a beautiful way. And we've had over 107 views of that video to date. We are so excited. It really did get our messaging out.
Oh, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Heidi Hickathier is with us. Heidi is the director of the Emmanuel Foundation, a very important arm, a fundraising arm for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We've got a new year facing us, and we'll talk with Heidi about that next. Your new senior independent option, the Cottages within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. It's in its final design stage now. And for a limited time, you can choose your options and your upgrades. Select between three cabinetry finishes, quartz countertops, a gas range, a fireplace mantle, and hardwood floors. The Cottages are two-bedroom, two-bath patio homes. Now, you can capitalize on our booming housing market now and enter into independent living in a life plan community. With your brand new patio home, you can also gain access to multiple dining venues, a fitness center, and services for all stages of adult life. You can learn more about the Cottages and the convenience and splendor within a life plan community. Simply call Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
My guest today is Heidi Hickathier. She is the Emmanuel Foundation Director. And Heidi, before I dive into the new year with you, probably a few things we ought to tie up at the end of this year.
Yeah, we just sent out our year-end appeal like a lot of nonprofits, and so watch for that to hit your mailboxes. And we sent that out late last month, and we've already received an amazing response. You know, as always, donor dollars make a significant difference, but, you know, of course, this year, in a very special way, we are retooling the way that we do things, John, to keep residents connected with their loved ones. And, you know, we're also looking to upgrade our skilled care center and retrofit our retreat west so that we can provide beautiful homes for Medicaid. Now, think about this, Medicaid-qualified residents who have dementia or Alzheimer's. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing about the things that we're doing for this year and the year to come.
It's amazing what you can do when you have some money to do it, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you've got to have the support first, and boy, do we. I mean, people are really stepping up.
Well, talk with us about some of the projects that the Emanuel Foundation is supporting now.
You know, we were very fortunate. Our gala was super successful, and we've also, you know, sent out a year-end appeal, but we've secured some grant dollars to offset some of our expenditures that were brought about by COVID-19. You know, we, as a foundation, secured some dollars to cover the cost of our outside patio heaters and our glass patio area at the Buffalo Hill Terrace that helped keep residents connected to their loved ones. And we finished up the fundraising for the Connected Theater System. I think you remember me talking about that at the Skilled Care Center. That will also keep them, those residents, connected with their loved ones. And we also secured some dollars to create a visitation room at the Skilled Care Center as well. So, you know, at any time that we can find a funding opportunity to benefit our residents, we're going to go for it.
How about celebrating the holidays?
Well, you know, historically we've had the big family and friends dinner, and this year it's going to be for our residents. But stay tuned for next year. You know, we're always thinking about our loved ones. Our chef fundraising model for many, all nonprofits has really changed and will forever be different, you know, moving forward. And so if we're able to connect in person again through events, you know, we will still always try to incorporate a virtual component to our fundraising efforts so that families and friends who we've reached out to virtually during this pandemic, you know, can still stay involved. I mean, we've really broadened our reach, and so we'll see how things, as they open up through the coming year, and we'll just adjust accordingly for sure.
Well, it's important that we stay connected with our donors.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's been interesting. You know, we've used social media, we've sent letters, we've called people, we've conducted virtual events, we've, you know, even our residents are drumming up support for Emanuel. And the pandemic has really sort of allowed us to create an even stronger hybrid communication model, you know, to reach out to even more people on different levels than ever before. And so our donors have truly answered the call, you know, whether it's sewing PPE, donating dollars, participating in our gala, or reaching out to us to see what we need. You know, we have been extremely fortunate that they are so committed, and we're actually, you know, making new friends as well.
That's pretty darn fantastic. So if somebody listening right now would like to get involved, what do you suggest?
Well, I always like to drive people to the foundation website. It is emanuelfoundation.org. It's a great resource. We list a number of different ways that our community can help in what best calls to them. You know, they can look for our annual appeal that we've sent out in the mail. Stay tuned for our social media and email updates. And I would just really like to take this moment to thank everyone who has gotten us this far during the pandemic. You know, our families, our friends, our staff, our Emanuel Foundation boards, and even the residents themselves have really just pulled together. Talk about getting involved and giving it their best to get us through this. And so, you know, even though our residents are inside Emanuel, inside those walls, we have a huge family in our community at large that we're just definitely feeling the generosity and the holiday spirit and really support like we've never seen before.
All right, if I have this right now, you can reach Heidi at the foundation office at 406-752-9243.
That's right.
Yep, I got it right.
407. Yep, that's great. Thank you, John.
Okay. Heidi, as always, we always love our conversations with you. Very uplifting. Thank you for all that you and the foundation is doing.
Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.